ओम अज्ञान समिदंदस्य गिरंगिनाशलकाया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयमुपकदामयं ददन्ति श्वापदन्तिकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंदम
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम
I often listen to both His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj and, of course, His Holiness Radhana Swami. I'm one of their fans. And beg, borrow, or steal, but I get their lectures. And I listen a lot, and I learn a lot of things from them. And one of the things I've learned from Radhana Swami is to try to be very humble. And he demonstrates his humility that whenever he gets a garland, he wears it for a moment, then he throws it off. I'm like a little puppy dog. I'm always like waiting for the scraps of mercy. So I like to sit next to him when the garlands come off. You know, I very proudly take them and put them around my neck. Although I'm also trying these days to take the garlands off. When I get them, I'm not taking these garlands off. In fact, I'll be in that room after the program. I'm going to auction them off. To the highest bidder. And the minimum is 100 pounds, and there's no maximum. I better stop because I might get in trouble. There's one left here. I'm going to steal that before somebody else gets it. No pictures, please.
Pictures.
So actually, I'm looking at the clock ticking away, and I feel like a thief here because as long as I speak, I'm stealing away the valuable time of His Holiness Radhana Swami's speaking. I'm cheating you and I'm cheating myself. So I'm going to try to imbibe one shloka of Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein he says that elegance is truth spoken concisely. I'll try to keep it as concise as possible so that we can hear from Maharaj is only here for a day and a half. But I did want to say that this is the year of the congregation. And congregation essentially means association. It was for that purpose that His Divine Grace Bhaktivinoda Thakur established the Namhata, which we know as congregational preaching or as bhakti vriksha, for the purpose of association. And when Srila Prabhupada incorporated our own society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he stated unequivocally that he was doing so for the purpose of giving people association. One time he said that anyone who thinks that they can become Krishna conscious living outside the association of devotees is living in a hallucination. And therefore we have our society. We used to think that meant, you know, living directly in the temple, but we can understand now, and by the practical example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj is implementing that project of Namhata in our modern era, it means extending the association beyond the temple to the towns, the villages, the cities, where we come together and we congregate and we meet. And what do? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, shmaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandham, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. And wherever we do that in a group, we have the spiritual world. That's a universal principle. Even Jesus said like that. He said, wherever there are a group of my disciples chanting my name, I'm present there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in his own home, his griha, because he imbibed this principle of practicing Krishna consciousness with his family and his home, he said, "One day I woke up and saw my house transformed into Vaikuntha. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So wherever we congregate and we have this kirtan and we have this harikatha and we have this prasad, then the whole place becomes transformed through this sangha, this Vaishnava sangha. This is very much stressed by our previous acharyas. Rupa Goswami gives 64 items of devotional service in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And knowing the nature of people in Kali Yuga, he concludes there's five which are most important, which is, as you know, chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, living in a holy place like Bhaktivedanta Manor or Soho Street Temple, and associating with devotees. And he says, any one or more of these, performed even by a neophyte devotee, one can experience deep spiritual emotion. You usually have to wait till you're beyond anartha nivritti to really taste the real bhakti. One time Prabhupada said, devotional service begins when we're freed from sex desire. But Lord Chaitanya is so kind that we get little glimpses through the fog of our minds and our desires. We get little glimpses which keep us going. So Rupa Goswami says that even a neophyte, just sincerely practicing any one of these five items, can sometimes experience deep spiritual emotion, which acts as an impetus to help us achieve perfection in Krishna consciousness. And of course, Srila Rupa Goswami states that out of those five, the most important is the Yuga Dharma. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shanga Panga Shaparsharam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yantihi Shumerasha. That this age of Kali is an ocean of inauspiciousness. Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan Asti Eka Mahogana Kirtanadi Vakrishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vajat. Shukadeva Goswami is instructing Maharaj Parikshit. He said that this age of Kali is an ocean of inauspiciousness, but there's one good thing left. That by Krishna Kirtan, by chanting Hare Krishna, one can achieve perfection. Nevertheless, we can understand that without that association, which we're stressing this evening, it's not even possible to perfect the chanting of Hare Krishna. That was demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya. Previously to Mahaprabhu, they were bhajananandis. The small groups of devotees would retire to the forest and they would cultivate their bhakti through japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But Lord Chaitanya introduced another type of chanting where this verse comes in. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Shanga Panga Shaparsharam Yagnai Sankirtan Paya Jantihi Simirasa. And what is that? That we do chant individually in the morning, we have our japa, but even more stress is put on congregational chanting, where we all come together as a group of devotees and we chant. And Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sandarbha that this congregational chanting is so important that, again, even an aspiring devotee can feel very deep spiritual emotion when they come together and they loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So without the sangha, without the association, without the congregation, this is the year of the congregation, without the congregation, we can't even perfect the Yuga Dharma. So really the two go well together. Samsara sarpa dushtanam murchitanam kolo yuge ashadham bhagavan namah srimad vaishnava shevanam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in his glorification of Lord Chaitanya, when he realized who he was sitting with in his house, he had him there for a number of days, and finally after Mahaprabhu spoke, he realized he's Bhagavan, he's Krishna, And 100 very beautiful verses came from his lotus tongue glorifying Mahaprabhu without any fault or imperfection. He says, Samsara sarpadushtanam vachitanam kolo yuge asadham bhagavan nama shrimad vaishnava sevanam. That those who have been bitten by the serpent of samsara, or the repetition of birth and death in the age of Kali, they'll get relief from that miserable condition by the medicinal herb of asadham bhagavan nama, chanting the names of Krishna, and shrimad vaishnava sevanam. Worshipping or serving the lotus feet of Vaishnavas. So the two go hand in hand. Although chanting Hare Krishna is the Yuga Dharma, really you can't perfect it unless you live in a congregation of devotees. Just like two things may be very powerful, you put them together, they're even more powerful. Like nitrogen and glycerin. I'm not a chemist, but I've been told. That nitrogen is powerful, glycerin, but you put them together, you have one bomb. And we won't speak longer because maybe they'll think we're terrorists. So, you put them together. One time, two sannyasis wanted to travel together, so they came to Śrīla Prabhupāda and asked if they could travel together. And Prabhupāda said, if two sannyasis can do more together than they were doing individually, then they can surely travel together. And this is my dream. What about three? That would be nice. Oh. So similarly, chanting is very powerful, but in the association of devotees, it's most powerful. And to demonstrate this, Śrīla Prabhupāda said that by chanting, one can get free from all sinful reactions. By chanting, one can uproot all the anarthas, the unwanted things in the heart. But one can only get prema if one receives that mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, through Guru Parampara. He was stressing the importance of the initiation. And who do we take initiation from? The devotee. So again, to perfect the chanting, we need the sangha, we need the congregation. Our most valuable asset is each other, living in each other's association. And Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the five, Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to hear Bhagavatam from a devotee of the Lord. Sometimes, even impersonalist Mayavadis, to attract their audience, they speak on the Bhagavatam. I was at Kumbh Mela many, many years ago, one of the big Kumbh Melas, and I was just a little dangerous perhaps, but I was walking around looking at the different camps, and I wandered into a Mayavadi camp. And the speaker was a Mayavadi. He had the three lines like this across his head. And he was speaking, and he was talking all about Gopal. He was speaking so nicely about Gopal, how cute he is, and his peacock feather, and his lips red like bimba fruit, and his teeth like rows of pearls, and his soft skin, bluish black like a mon. Everyone was just melting as he was speaking. And I was thinking, oh, maybe this is a Vaishnav camp? And at the end he said, and you are that Gopal. Tatvamasmi, thou art that. I ran out of that place really fast. So if you hear the Bhagavatam from someone who's not a pure Vaishnava, the result is what? It's like drinking milk touched by the lips of a serpent. Actually, snakes don't have lips, but they have... It's poetic. They have fangs. And in India, at least in the old day, or in the villages even today, when they boil the milk, then they put it on the windowsill to cool. And sometimes the venomous serpents come. And by drinking the milk, the venom becomes more powerful. So they actually drink the milk. But they leave some drops of venom there. And then when the baby drinks, kaput, he's finished. So if we hear from non-devotees the Bhagavatam, then we're doomed. One time in the early years, I was doing universities, traveling in universities in America, like 1970. And we were very bold. We would just go into the university and go into the students' classrooms and make an announcement. We had these books like that. We were in Doty. And I was very bold. One day I walked into where they're having the classrooms. I just opened the door and I walked in and I said, I'm representing His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada from the Brahma Gaudiya Madhva Vaishnava Sampradaya. And I'm selling these books on Vedic culture, and the teacher said, very nice, you can come and speak to my class. I said, what kind of class is this? He said, we're studying the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So I was, you know, I was only a devotee for 6 days, so I... So I said, no, I'll sit. And after the class, I'll distribute the book. So I listened to him speak, and he was speaking, I mean, very quote-unquote authoritatively. But I noticed that after he spoke, the audience stood up, and the boys put their arms around the girls and gave them a little kiss, and somebody lit up a cigarette, and somebody started speaking nonsense. And I realized, because the teacher was not a Vaishnava, he wasn't practicing what he preached, he didn't have any potency when he explained this philosophy. Example is higher than precept. So even to understand Bhagavatam, we need the person Bhagavatam. So important. The deity, understanding the deity worship, what would we know about deity worship if it wasn't for Śrīla Prabhupāda? He's an intimate associate of the Lord, so he knows in every detail what Krishna wants and what he doesn't want. This is how we learn the science of devotion. One time Prabhupada was cooking for the devotees in the early years. He cooked some samosas and offered them and then distributed them to the small group of devotees he was with in Vrindavan. Tamal Krishna Maharaj told me this story personally. And afterwards, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, I have never tasted a samosa like that in my life. And I've eaten at many homes, and very good cooks. Prabhupada kind of very humbly said, oh, that's because this is Mother Yashoda's recipe. So I guarantee you, if you go through the Adi Raj cookbook or Mother Jamuna's cookbook, you're not going to find Mother Yashoda's recipe. So we had some glimpse into the intimacy of Śrīla Prabhupāda's life. So because he's so intimate with Krishna, he knows what Krishna wants. So through the devotee, we worship the deity. The spiritual master very kindly engages his disciples in dressing with beautiful ornaments the deity of the Lord. So that sangha, that Vaishnav sangha, is very important. And holy place, number four. What is the use of going to the holy place unless one can associate with the holy people there? What can our eyes see? We have to see through the eyes of Shastra, through Guru Shastra and Sadhu. And much of what I've learned, probably most of what I've learned and about India, I've learned on the Parikramas of Jaipataka Swami and Radhanath Swami. And go there and you see through their speaking. So I have first-hand experience of that. So therefore, this association is so important. There's 64 important items, 5 are most important, but each one of those 5, success of performing those 5 items of devotional service is directly related to the devotees. They're our be-all and our end-all of it, existence, so we should live in their loving company. We should be very careful not to offend them, not to become familiar, and to do that we follow in the footsteps of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who every day would offer obeisances. He was the most advanced devotee, but every day he would offer obeisances to 10,000 Vaishnavas. He wasn't leaving anyone out. When he was doing Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayabhacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnava, he was including all the Vaishnavas without discrimination, without like that. So this is the... this is the Sangha, this is the year of the congregation. And what do we do in the congregation? We do these things. We chant, we hear Bhagavatam, we worship the deity, we live in a holy place. And the catalyst that brings out the bhakti in all those activities is the association of devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.